Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Upstream. Content warnings for animal harm and death in an elevator. A fish is a simple creature, not so simple as people think. They have brains and memories far longer than anyone who ever kept a goldfish in a glass bowl is willing to admit, but they're not amazing at priorities. A salmon is worse at this than most fish, especially a salmon whose body is in the throes of migration. A salmon journeying inland thinks of nothing other than the drive powering, the need to continue onward, dodging bears and swimming up waterfalls and braving waters choked with pollution in the interests of a goal they may not even truly understand, their body twisted into unrecognizable shapes in the process as well. A salmon really doesn't have much caring to spare on wondering what's happening around it. It follows its instincts. When the time comes and the salmon knows that it is time, it and its fellows leave the ocean behind and swim upriver. The path is one they may not remember having traveled, but it lives in their bones. They must swim inland. They must go upriver. They must spawn. The rivers are different than they used to be. They're not as numerous, slower, emptier. Less life and more chemicals, making the fresh water taste foul in the salmon's gills. Often they have to dodge trash floating downstream. The salmon do not know this is not how it should be. The salmon know only that they must swim upriver. Salmon are simple creatures. Even the dam only confuses it for a few minutes. Running into a wall on the way upstream was not expected by the salmon, but there is a path upwards. A strange path. A series of small ponds leading up with water flowing down. But a path nonetheless. And no more difficult to traverse than a waterfall. The salmon pauses at the bottom. There are no other fish climbing the ladder, not that it can smell, but there is something. Desperation, a drive, the need to move forward, the need to swim upstream. Frustration at the dam choking the river, rage at being unable to move forward. The salmon's whole body sings of recognition, of a school, and of fear, too. This feeling is hostile, is dangerous, and survival instinct would demand it turn away. But there is an instinct more powerful than even survival, and there is only one way upstream. The drive is still paramount. A salmon could no more swim back down the ladder in the wrong direction than it could fly. It has to move forward. It has to swim upstream. There is an upstream to go to. It's just the way has been blocked. There is no choice. The salmon simply begins to climb. It does not take long to reach the first turning pool and what churns within it. For a moment, the salmon believes it has made a mistake. There are many other fish here. Dozens, hundreds. So many, the way up is clogged and water can barely flow down between the massive bodies, fighting so fiercely to make their way to the top that their scales slough off against each other revealing pink flesh. But there are no other fish here living. The salmon in the pool are wounded, deformed. Their bodies bear grievous injuries. Some are barely recognizable as fish, skeletal forms struggling madly as they attempt to swim upstream. The dams stop these salmon from completing their purpose in life, and now, in death, they cannot give up trying. The water churns and eddies, frothing white around the bodies of the past salmon. The living salmon would mourn its fellows if it could. It understands the drive to move forward, the encompassing purpose like only a salmon can. If a salmon could express grief by the shedding of tears, it would have wept, but it cannot. And there is only one way upstream. The salmon shoves itself toward. The bodies of the ghost salmon are not fully tangible, but still bear some physical weight. And there are so many of them. Dozens, hundreds, thousands. The ghosts of the Connecticut River and the missing bodies of the Yukon and the piled dead of the Nikas seem to congregate in one six-foot passage. The living salmon's body, weak from starvation during its journey, cannot fight the torrent of fish. The dead salmon crush it underneath the weight of their corpses without even trying. There is pain. The living salmon thrashes in agony as its bones are crushed, its flesh tears away. The salmon thrums its agony and its fear as loud as it can, but there is nothing to hear. All that exists are the dead and the push forwards. Scales are stripped from its flesh. Chunks of pink meat and clouds of blood fill the water. The salmon can barely breathe, its gills clogged with viscera, and then the bloated corpse of a king salmon grinds it against the bottom of the pool. It feels its gills compressed and torn against its own bones, and breathing becomes a problem of the past. The salmon despairs. Its body is being reduced to a pulp between the corpses of its fellows, and none of them will ever make it upstream. The tragedy of this destroys the salmon as surely as the weight. There is darkness. Its last thought, if salmon can think, is that it can taste the ocean. This microsode was written by Daisy McNamara and recorded by David Charles Dukelis. It was produced by Tal Minear. Daisy is one of the creators of Eeler's Choice. You can also hear her work on Bloody FM and Law of Names Productions. David Charles Dukelis is an actor with a Twitch channel. Check him out on Hey It's Dave Guy.